All right. Oh, good evening. Would you join me in a flag salute, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There we go.
Don't press chairs.
Well,
that's all right. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton County of Hunterdon in the state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting is posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. The roll call, please.
Sure. Councilwoman Switlick. Here. Councilman Kaczynowski.
Here.
Councilman Malay.
Present.
Council President McTiernan.
Present.
Mayor Higgins.
Here. Thank you. The first item is the consent agenda, and as we always say, these are routine items that can be voted on all at once. And as usual, we've got a premium refund on a lien redemption and the release of some escrows. Any comments, concerns?
None.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski.
Yes.
Councilman Malay.
Yes.
Council President McTiernan.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. Thank you.
Yep.
And we are up to the first public comment period, and we do have a second one later on if people have any concerns about stuff we've talked about later in the meeting.
And also a public hearing for the ordinance.
For the ordinance, correct. So, if anybody wants to come up and make any comments, feel free. Sure.
I'm back again. I see Jesse's here this week, so.
Yeah, we got him.
My name is Ray Prosix. Live on Mountain View Court in the township. And my question is about the brush disposal. I got the last meeting, I got the NJDEP regulation. I read it. I think I might understand it. I don't know.
Probably. Nobody does.
No, I know. And I noticed it was taken off the website, the notice, so I'm hoping that something was done in the last 2 weeks. But
well, we've been researching it quite heavily. No particular order. Any of our Green Acres properties off limits. The only place that we actually own that's not Green Acres would be the Public Works Yard.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a wetlands buffer that pretty much takes up the whole property other than if you go in the front gate, you know, the front entryway,
mm-hmm.
to the right where all the
cars are parked, yeah.
There and along the fence line. Once you get back into the parking area and the old green barn that's fallen down, that's it. Everything else is protected. So, Jay and I have been working on it. I've been talking to the engineer. I got all the requirements. If we could do it, if you want to do it there, let me back up. You know, there's a wood pile back there now.
Mm-hmm.
That's in violation. That's got
$8,000
right now to get that out of there.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, it's been there over a year, and I think that's your violation.
It's been there forever. I think.
Yeah.
Perpetual.
It's actually in the wetlands buffer.
It's in the, yeah, it's got to
okay.
go.
Okay.
So it'll be at least $8,000 to get rid of that. We got a quote. It's at $4,000 a day for the tub grinder.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to do something in that corner when you go in the gate, we could do it there, but it's $4,000 a pop. You can only store enough brush or wood that you can't get rid of in a week. You have to have the tub grinder there 1 week's worth and you're out. So
no,
it's perpetual.
It's 7,500 cubic yards.
I'm telling you, 1 week, and you have to grind it every week.
That's not what I read.
That's what I got off the. That's what we got. I got the regulations from the engineer, and I talked to Green Acres, and I talked to the DEP.
Yeah.
So if you want to put it there, you can do it in that corner. You have to put hay bales and stakes to prevent runoff from going into our storm drains,
mm-hmm.
run down to the wetlands. You have to cover the wetlands and surround them with hay bales
mm-hmm.
every time. So if you want to do it, it's another $4,000 for 1 week.
But
a lot of work for Public Works.
I question the week because it says 1 week, and then two sentences later it says up to 1 year. And a maximum of 7,500 cubic yards, which is like maybe 50 by 50 by 25.
Public Works, we're on the phone today again.
I beg you to just check here.
So
just check the regulation because I really think It's 1 week up to a maximum of a year.
Whatever. So it's only one place to put it, and it's $4,000, and we're already in the hole for each. So.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work to move all that junk, no offense to the police department and you guys with your trailers over there, to move the junk out of there and get the area clear, and then put up the hay bales, you know, the matting and all that. It's an endeavor.
Yeah. I mean, if we, how would I say this nicely?
Don't cheat.
No, I mean, that portion is visible to the public and neighbors.
And I thought of that, but that's a concern.
It's bad enough we have a collection of vehicles that grows from time to time.
Right.
But I don't think we want an unseemly thing like that out in the front. So, and I did have a chance to scale the wetlands buffer, and yeah, I agree with you.
It's, exactly.
I thought it would fit.
Our parking lot is collapsing into the wetlands.
Yeah.
If you go back there and look. So, I mean, that's a whole other issue. Mm. So is leaf pickup, but we'll get to that in another meeting.
Yeah, leaf pickup is going to be another chore.
Yeah.
Further down in the regulations, there is a provision for exemptions. We're talking about 1.4 down to number 21. It provides for an exemption if you apply for that exemption. I think
the exemption we got, I think you probably got it here too, I hope, back when we had hurricanes, I don't know which one, but we were allowed to do that. It was for you had to pay for the permit. It was for a set period of time, get it in and get it out. I mean, it was not perpetual and wasn't an ongoing thing, and that was because we had a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about.
Okay.
And that doesn't apply.
Why did we used to grind it once or twice a year? Because I've been depositing there for over 10 years.
I've only been here a year.
And that's about the time it just was let to accumulate to this obscene pile right now. And it really is obscene.
Yeah. And there's more than one.
Yeah, I think
we have to get rid of all of them.
I think people just weren't paying attention. It was ignorance, bliss, whatever you want to call it. But now that it's come to our attention, you know, it's really difficult to sort of force fit it like that. We've also looked at the other properties that we have, and Green Acres doesn't allow this on Green Acres preserve land. So. We just...
That's all we've got.
Basically, yeah.
Really.
So, because pretty much everything's on the Rossi.
Yes.
So I think...
And I did check with Green Acres.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
No.
That would be permitted.
Yeah.
No, so it's... I did press him, and we had a little chat this morning, and he's done the legwork with the engineers and DEP in person, so...
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have kept it myself. I'm renting a chipper on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm taking care of my current stuff, but I usually haul there all summer long because of wind blowing tree limbs down.
Yeah, it's a nuisance.
All right. I would just ask you to read the regulation a little lower than where you stopped reading it, because it does, in my mind, provide for... 7,500 cubic feet to store up to 1 year, which is like 50 by 50 by 25.
I think the issue is we have to find a place to store it.
Right. That's the first hurdle. So it's...
All right. So it's a no?
I don't think so. I mean, he worked the phones and, you know, read the regs. And when we started, one of the reasons why nobody realized this is when we started the work, here's a print of the DPW yard. Pardon me. We had also entered into the Highlands at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, sitting here...
I didn't even think of that.
Well, that's the 300-foot buffer.
Yeah.
I believe this particular stream... Well, I shouldn't even say it. I don't know whether how this is classified. I would have guessed it had a 150-foot buffer. But given where we are with the Highlands, if it was 150, it's 300 now. And... because we are considering and still are considering demolishing that excuse for garage that we have and installing a new one, we had to do an LOI on the property. We had to determine where the wetlands are, so we paid the money to do the stakeout
And the LOI, just for folks who might not know, is a determination by the state DEP.
Correct. And it tells you exactly where your wetlands are and what you can and can't do.
You have an expert come out and you stake it out. Mm-hmm. And, pardon me, submit the print with the, you know, the contours of what the expert thinks the wetlands are, and then DEP comes back in a period of time and
certifies
it. So we had it certified about 6 months ago.
September-ish.
Maybe? Yeah. Okay. So now, you know, now we know where we can't put stuff, and honestly, putting it right out in the front.
I see what you're saying.
Jess, is there any regulation against burning it? We're just going to brand new brush truck. I mean, I know the farmer behind me has controlled burns.
The recorder.
Talk to the mayor of Clinton.
No, the farmer behind me has controlled burns.
It's a that, farm permit, and they're very regulated.
I know they're very regulated, but they have four or five of them every year. And those these piles are huge. They're almost the size of my house, the one that's going to be lit up soon.
Yeah. No,
that's against the rules.
We can't do that.
Because we're not a farmer.
Correct. And it's not farm material. I mean, if you go over there and look, people have abused the system. There are pallets in there. There's all kinds of drawers. There's wooden furniture. I mean, it's a mess.
But if it's a matter of getting the pallets out, we just monitor that and then burn it. But if you're saying we can't burn it,
That shouldn't happen. That, you know, pallets shouldn't be.
Right.
Because there's an attendant on there on Saturdays when the drop off is there.
You know, get a phone call or something.
Yeah.
And the one behind Blunt Park is a whole other mess.
I guess that's New Jersey. A farmer in our township can burn a huge pile of wood, but the township cannot.
Yeah.
It's farmers have fairly extensive privileges that regular folks don't.
All right. Thank you.
Would have been a good solution.
I guess. Yeah. I am a registered professional engineer in the state of New Jersey. I read the regs, and I thought we could get around it.
But if we could, we still need a place.
I think before we even get to that point, we have to find a place that can store it. And I would agree that right along the road probably is not the best place for long-term storage for brush. We'll keep. We're gonna look a little bit further.
All right.
If we could figure out a way to revive it, we will.
Yes.
Right now, we don't have a suitable site.
Okay. But it's got to be monitored if you get a site. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
Might we want to have one weekend? We used to have weekends. We have the pile there now. Might we want to have one weekend where we accept a drop-off prior to where we bring in the grinder, just to cover folks who had the storm?
We should clean up our mess first. And if you want to schedule something once a year, I mean, it's $4,000 a pop.
How do we pay for it?
Where you put
years ago, we did it regularly.
Years ago, they built the public works yard on a slope in the wetlands. So
yeah, but I mean, it was the grinder was in there regularly years ago.
For my time,
I know. Then I used to get mulch.
Well, you know, they may have a chipper, but a tub grinder.
No, that's what it was—a tub grinder. It was.
Yeah. Those things are incredibly expensive.
I know, it's huge.
Yeah, I've used them. And I can't imagine the township would have had them around for any period of time.
At least once a year we did it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you bring in a track machine and dump the stuff into it, but,
you
know, they wouldn't be around for any period of time just because they are so expensive.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right.
I guess if I just watch the website, if you come to any resolution.
Okay. And I would say sign up for the email notification.
Yeah, you get that, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Email.
Email notifications.
If you go to the website.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else?
Two of us are here from the Environmental Commission. So we thought we'd give you a little update on what's going on with the Windy Acres project. Mm-hmm. That the trails.
Can you say your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lori Knighting.
I'm Doug Dakota. Yeah.
So all of the trails have been marked. We have the kiosks. We're planning two kiosks, and got the permits for them, and they are being installed. One is up, I believe. I'm not sure about the other one. We have benches that we're going to have installed. So we were hoping that for Community Day that we could announce that it will be we will have access. So I know that long-term access is supposed to be through the bridge, long-term.
A bridge, not that bridge.
A bridge. No, not that bridge. That bridge is, yes.
Well, and that...
I know the whole story behind it, so, yeah. And I know we're not going through Coleman, so I'm assuming that we're going to try to continue or get access through by Cushatunk. So we would like to have an update.
We don't have one.
Yes, I understand that, but I'll put it more bluntly. Will we get access?
I think we will, but as I keep telling people, there are three easements, at least three easements over that property.
Mm-hmm.
And we first need to see them and understand what we have to do to get the easement holders to allow us to, first of all, I wouldn't say pave it, but put down some crushed rock, one, and two, end up allowing fairly heavy vehicles over the easements.
Why would, for our purposes, for the Windy Acres, we don't feel that it's a footpath?
For the, in any case, the legal work's the same, whether it's a footpath. Let's back up.
Okay.
First of all, it's not our property.
Mm.
We have to work out an arrangement with the current landowner, who happens to be in front of the planning board on a number of contentious issues. So it's not exactly the best time to negotiate with him. So we first need to get his formal agreement to, in this case, he has said in the past he's willing to give us the land in exchange for some concessions on the part of the township, i.e. a fence and gates to allow entry to the property on his side, on the south side of the south branch of the Rockaway. That's more than a little legal work, and we have to do a subdivision. As part of that process, we also need to obtain permissions from the current easement holders. And it may not matter to you or the Environmental Commission as to the terms of the what the township needs, but we're going through this work. We are going to get permission to bring heavy vehicles in, tractors,
okay.
Farmers.
You know, I'm just letting you know what our need, that we would need.
I understand, but I'm,
okay.
I'm trying
and
to...
And I'm sure that the township does have needs, so...
I'm trying to outline the process. And as I told Doug after last council meeting, if we can find the time, I think it's 6 months of work by the time we get done working with the various agencies that have those easements, and by the time we get done working with the landowner.
Okay.
So, and what I would further say is that we have a very large bolus of work in front of us as a result of our success at the fairness hearing for affordable housing. We have a 4 to 5 month, probably a 5 month run before the next hearing, which is a compliance hearing. And we have a very large legal and planning workload for both council and the planning board through those 5 months. So
okay.
Honestly, I'd be lying if I said 6 months from now we're going to be in a good spot. But I would hope...
Well, we hadn't heard anything, so that's why I came. I just wanted to hear something, I guess.
Well,
okay.
As I explained to Doug last meeting, that's the situation.
Okay.
And it's just hasn't changed. Now, Jesse, if you want to give an update on your discussions with Coleman.
I am working with the owner next door to get access, and I think he travels a lot.
Right.
So I've got to meet with him, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks to see if we can get some kind of a temporary easement. There's a dirt farm road, or a farmer's dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Get some kind of an easement on that. We go down their driveway, cross the bridge, and take a hard left. That's kind of where I'm aiming.
Okay.
And I think we can get that. He seems agreeable. And we've talked about that. So I am working on that.
Okay.
He's been away. So as soon as he gets back,
okay,
I'll take him to lunch. I'll see if I can talk him into it.
This is also... People are going to ask us at Community Day, I can guarantee you. So that's why I wanted to have the information for them so they know what's going on as well as we do.
There is one other access from the county parking lot at the county park across the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a footpath that the county owns some property that you can go down and walk through the forest and cross the railroad tracks and walk in that way. walk in, not drive.
Right.
But it's overgrown, so we'd have to work with the county about clearing that out.
Right.
But that's no vehicular at this point.
And right. It has to cross the railroad.
Yeah,
cross
the railroad track.
Yeah, that,
right.
And if I remember, we have a 50-foot flag right next to Pete Geiger's house that goes out to Old Mountain.
Yeah.
But it's similarly,
it has to be cleared
up, down,
right,
over
right,
the track.
Right.
So
well,
those are all the we're working on all those.
Right. The clearing part, I'm sure that we could probably help you a little bit with that if we have had people asking to volunteer. So just give us a date for that.
Cross over a railroad?
No, no, you have to go through the forest, though. I mean, you're walking through
right,
the wooded
then
section.
You eventually have to cross over the railroad.
And you walk over the railroad.
Yeah.
Well,
both
yeah,
ways.
That's not, yeah, that's not going to happen. New Jersey Transit's not going to let you do that.
Yeah, and
well, yeah, I've done work for New Jersey Transit. They're not going to let you do that.
Just walk over.
No.
No. I don't think so.
No.
Impossible.
That big L word, the liability, no way.
No.
If you didn't bring it up, Tricia was going.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, scratch
no, like I said, I've done work for them. You have to go through all kinds of training and stuff like that and flagmen and all this. No, they're not going to let you do that.
That's not
going to
happen.
No.
Well, that's not
going to
happen.
It's a shame. The flag is there. But
yeah.
You know,
oh, we can always build a bridge, right?
For the county.
We're tough.
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
All right. Well, we just wanted to have the information.
Back to the other way.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
If
okay.
It works, I think it's going to be the fastest.
Yes.
I think it'll. You know, I think.
Yeah.
We'll, and even if we could get a temporary kind of situation.
Right.
Year to year or something until we.
Yeah.
We clean up the other mess and find another way.
Any way to turn that bridge into a temporary pedestrian-only bridge? No?
What, the one that...
Walk across that bridge.
No.
The one by Busby?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, no.
Horrible.
I haven't been by that.
Oh, there's holes.
No, I mean,
it's really bad.
But if you look underneath...
The abutment's gone, right?
The bottom of the abutment is here, and the stream is there. It's just hanging in the air.
Yeah. Right. It's really, really bad.
The load might collapse.
But we're going out next week to look for another way across from our property in there.
Yeah.
But I have to get out there with the engineer.
I think the idea
I don't know. One day next week. Gingerly
cross the street.
We've got an 11-acre parcel.
A better place to cross. And then maybe we can get a temporary
minor crash.
The DEP is because it's a C1 stream, and you have to get a stream encroachment permit.
That costs more than a bridge.
The permit alone is about $30,000.
Yeah.
And I can get a bridge for less than.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough thing. Unless you replaced it in kind, which it sounds like you can't replace anything. It's just that bad. So.
Well, it's an awful.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if you could just replace the planking.
No.
Really,
the concrete's gone.
It's cold. It's falling apart.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
I know.
Well, the Coleman entrance would be very nice.
Yeah. But,
the farm roads are right there.
There's the little their little road right there, and then just shy of that, there is a little road there. Is that's Coleman property? No, that's ours, right?
I think that little road crosses some wet, too. There's this little stream before the bridge, before their bridge.
Yes.
I mean,
if you're on Main Street and you got their driveway, I mean, it's literally 25 feet off.
Again, you've got to cross some water.
Okay.
But
I have never taken it, so I don't know, but I know people are dumping back there, too, so.
Yeah, whole other thing.
Yeah.
They are.
Okay. I have never been there, so I didn't know that you have to cross the stream there again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Coleman is the best route if we
can
get them.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So.
Okay.
And, you know, we're trying to work a deal. Maybe we plow the snow, you know, do a little maintenance along the road.
Right. Okay.
Up to the point where we cut over, so.
Right. I just know we are anxious as well as the public is anxious.
Yeah. It's a beautiful property.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the beautiful trails and putting up Kestrel boxes and all kinds of cool stuff.
Long term, you know, if things work out, you know, we might be able to use the 25-acre parcel that is on the west side to form a nice entrance to the place. I mean, we spent $7 million on this darn
thing. Right, right.
And if we got to spend $30,000 or $40,000 for a permit, so what? You know, let's
well, that's just...
We got to clean that place up.
But you've got a very large, expensive asset there, and I think you know the public. Sometimes you just have to spend what you have to spend to make something that's decent and something that'll service for a long period of time.
That was the whole plan.
Nexus, and they will come.
So, and hopefully next year I can go for another grant to do something. So,
that'd be good.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all we wanted. Okay.
Grant for a new bridge.
A grant for a new bridge.
Well, you know, actually, Actually, the state has a grant program. It was...
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, God help me.
They have several grants.
Well, it's DEP.
Yeah.
But it was in the statutes, but never used till about 2 years ago. It's a competitive grant process. The grants start, you have to have a project cost of $100,000 and up.
Oh, okay.
So if the bridge...
Yeah.
It's a competitive grant.
Well, actually,
grant.
The one that, the trails grant, I believe you could go as high as 150.
Well, like I said, I got the notice a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they had just initiated using the statutory language. It's competitive, and it's a matching grant, 50-50.
Okay.
And the number starts at 100 for the project. So when and if we, you know, have a firm decision where to put a bridge and a rough price for it and all that, you know, that's something that clearly...
Well, that was 50-50. If we can get the bridge under 100, I think that's what it was, or 150, mm-hmm. for the trails grant,
mm-hmm.
then it's only 20%.
Okay.
It's 20-80.
Well, we'll just keep thinking grants.
Sure.
I mean,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We've got enough money to Trenton, so...
Right. A little bit absolutely.
Reversing back to us would be great.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? All right. In that case, we're up to reports.
They had the Easter egg hunt on the 24th. 150 residents showed up, nice. And they still have not found three of the eggs. they stopped looking. Community Day is scheduled to go off with a big flare, as usual, with all the right people there. And it's going to be a big turnout. They have the Billy Joel Band, which it's going to bring in a lot of people.
Yeah,
I think.
Cover band.
They're great.
Yeah.
Not the Billy Joel Band.
It's a Billy Joel cover band. That's going to bring people from outside the township, so we can put our best foot forward with our new brush truck. If that's going to be there, that would be great, and everything else. And that's my only report.
Thank you.
The sewer authority met last week. I was not able to attend. I was out of town. The chairman advised me that there was really nothing noteworthy that occurred. And then the only other thing I would report on is that last week we had our preliminary budget review with the finance committee, and taxes will be going up largely due to debt service increases. But I think we're finalizing all of the individual department budgets, and hopefully we'll meet again next week and have something in 2 weeks for introduction.
Absolutely. The department has loved our new CFO. He's an easy guy, right?
It's going smooth.
Yeah. he's checking every little thing, so that's a good thing.
Something like that. Oh, and we ended last year with a surplus of about $1 million.
Yeah. Certainly in better shape than last year.
All right, so I wasn't here last meeting, so I just want to talk about North Warriors real quick, Historic real quick, the Concord ordinance thing that I think all you guys got email. Quick social media update and the dog park. Jesse, you could probably report on it. You're doing so great. So psyched. All right, so North Hunterdon. I was absent last council meeting, but I sent you
guys. Yep, I read it.
So, okay,
yep.
So, they approved it March 20th, 8 a.m. The board meeting, I think, was canceled for snow or something like that, so that's why they had to have a special meeting. Local tax levy will increase by 2%. It's with the county right now, and the public hearing will be April 24th. I've been seeing a lot of updates about the referendum and what they're doing over there. I don't know if you could drive it. Really nice. The tennis bleachers are done. The media center is done. I think they're having like open houses for that if anybody wants to look. They're starting on, well, they had a hold up because of the weather for the bleachers for the visitors. And the windows, they're replacing them in the front. Boy, they needed to get those windows done. Really, really nice if you've ever driven by there. Okay, and I don't know about this. I think maybe you and I could sit down and talk about switching out the art. I think we're like 2 months in.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth. They have a big show coming up.
Yeah, so, we've got a lot of stuff going on right now.
We're going to rotate some of the ceramics here shortly.
Okay.
And then the next up I can't remember what you paint, watercolors or something.
I thought you said like tapestries or something like
well,
that.
Well, that's down the road.
Oh, okay.
Either, pencil or ink or something, but that'll be in May.
Okay.
They've got another show coming, so they want to rotate some. Through that
got
one.
Got it. And then we'll do like a big social media blast or whatever. Cool. All right. Historic, the April meeting that was at the Cryons, it was more like a meet and greet. 3-hour meeting, I think it was. Mark is new, and I'm new, so we really got to know one to meet each other and talk about what we were interested in with Historic. I really, really like this group. Windy Acres, I think, left. They need a solar vent, and I think it's one of the barns. They think they can assemble it themselves. It's to ventilate the building.
Oh, like a solar
the old stone house, maybe?
I think so.
Okay.
Wait, what is that? Think of the barn. I want to say it's the barn.
There is a barn.
There is a barn there. But
several.
It's probably the big one.
I think all of them are slated to go.
No, I'm sorry, it's the house. Because there's
the
something else
the house
I want
to
talk
we keep. Everything else got to go.
Well, the barn was broken into.
So was the house.
So you knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. But if we can do that solar, I really would like to be able to get those guys to that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's like 250. To 600 maybe.
The house?
For it like ventilates the building.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, takes the air out. Craig.
I'll call Steve.
What was that?
I'll call Steve.
Yeah. Well, he said he was going to call you some specifications, but I told him.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll get it from him.
But that was like the price range, like 250, 600 max for a real good one. So I don't think. And I don't know how you guys feel about the breaking in. They're vandalizing things. Now they're dumping things. Which again, I wanted to mention to her when she was here. I mean, they're dumping furniture and.
There was a boat back there once.
It's just. So I mean, even if you take down buildings, you're still going to have people dumping their stuff, and it's just not going to. It's an issue. We were talking about maybe. I mean, and I think that it was happening over on this trail property over here. Didn't we get an email that somebody was dumping stuff over here on this trail property?
Yeah, certain merchants.
Dude, once we get access, we can get that road. The police can actually patrol it. Right now, they can't even get in.
Can we do? We were talking about maybe, you know, those hunter cams. Do you think we can get a couple of those? They said they'll assemble it. We won't even bother deep.
It'll get stolen.
But
positioned.
Thanks for the camera.
It's positioned properly. Apparently, the battery operated and they hold their juice for a while.
We can look into it.
Something to think about. I don't know.
The Little League actually in Highbridge caught a criminal one year with a camera like that.
Yeah.
They were kept getting broken into.
Good.
You know, at the end of the weekend. Mm-hmm. One of the dads put his hunter camera there and they caught him. So
we've had that trail property off of Sand Hill Road.
Yes.
And they'll leave a receipt there or something and Jay will find it and then we'll go tell them to move their stuff.
Yeah.
Mattresses, the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Let's look into it.
Yeah. Then we were looking at the willows. I guess they're a beaver. And I guess they're going to be breaking ground probably in June.
June, July.
So they want to get some of their stuff in the ice house. And there's a shed they want to assemble and get out of. They're going to do some like a community day thing. Mm-hmm. They just nixed that. Big liability issue. And I don't think any of us really agreed.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good idea.
Wouldn't have people over there.
Yeah. We were looking, and they actually pulled out the plans while we were at the meeting, and they are a little concerned about, I don't know if they sent anything in the planning board meeting, but when you look at the plans, the detention pond is, like, so close to the house. So I think they're going to be interested to, they'll be walking around seeing how that's going to go. And they're drafting up, you know, how in Annandale you have your historic sign.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to work on something like that. For in front of the willows.
Nice.
Drafting something like that. And Mark and I are getting a tour by the guys of every single place that we need to visit since we're new. And then this sort of segues into that ordinance because of the Koss House, vacant buildings and whatnot. I got another email, and I'm really sick of getting emails about 10 Concord.
This is Concord.
These people have gone through hell and back.
That guy has dorked around for 3 years now.
I talked to Mike. He called him 6 times,
mm-hmm.
and he said, Amy, there's nothing he can do, and then he suggested this ordinance, and apparently this has been circulating now anyway, so it's good timing for me.
We ought to really look hard at it.
Definitely. Yeah. So I think you sent, did you Do all the copies, some look at Glen Gardner, Highbridge.
Yeah. Well, Glen Gardner passed it.
Okay, and Highbridge is talking
Highbridge,
about it.
Yeah.
We should get it to.
Yeah, I just.
I think it's on my desk to look at.
Oh, good. Yes.
If she asks, if you want, she'll take a look. But
that's okay. I really want. I think that might help these guys. Anything?
Yeah, no, it's one thing to have a house that's in foreclosure and there's a couple of moldy spots.
It's half a house. It's a garage down.
It's open on both ends, yeah.
So, and that's the safety issue. That's what I was thinking. If you look on the one end, the stairs go up to the second story. It's open, the stairs. Like, somebody could go up
there.
You know?
Well, the basement's open. There's no fence or anything.
I just see poor people. I really like to get going with that if you can.
Yeah. No,
I think you guys would all support that.
Yep.
Oh, he's actually
just
working.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just one more thing. The social media. I know we talked about that briefly when we had the storm. It basically was you, me, Carla. We were all working together and putting our information with citizens. I think we all did a great job, but we were posting it. But it was all, I wouldn't have anything that...
But
we posted it on a page that is not a government page. It's, in my opinion, not a nice page. It's a closed group, so there's people that, if you're not allowed in, you don't have access to it. The admin is very, she'll let anything go, and, I just think that's... It's sort of like, remember NJ.com, the forum? That's what it's turned into. That's what that page has turned into, and it's and another thing is there's township information that people post that's inaccurate, which is even more frustrating. So if we were to post, they would get the accurate information. At any rate, I have two groups. I have one trail page. It's a group, and I have the dog park page, and I constructed an official Amy Switla councilwoman page. Everyone can see it. It's public. Nobody's blocked. And I'm posting it information. The groups are now under Amy Switla councilwoman, so everyone can see it. We're going to be looking at it as, people can't just post on it.
Yeah.
We're going to start right like that, and then we're going to have people post, but we have to review it first. It has to be relevant to the township, and people can't just post things like advertisements for, a beauty salon or something like that. So I'm gonna try that. Had a little help with some techies.
Is it information only?
I'm sorry.
Is it gonna be information only?
Yes, I will post something, but I have comments. People can comment, and I'll try to get back to them. So that'll be me. I'm not putting, it's me.
It's not gonna be a discussion site.
No, they can comment though.
The dog parks this day, when can I go? What are the rules of the park? I've already started to do that. We'll see.
The comments aren't reviewed prior to them being published, right?
Comments, no.
Right, so it could turn in. To answer Dan's, absolutely. I'm not against it.
Yeah,
someone can put anything they want in that comment. It doesn't have to be related to the dog park.
No, and that's another thing, and that's why.
We're all going to be in front of Congress like Mark Zuckerberg.
It's
a tough thing.
I wanted, when I ran for the first time as councilwoman, I wanted to do Facebook. It was my big thing. And then I started taking these webinars and things, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be a train wreck. I can't do this. You can't delete things.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech, it's an official page.
So can you have it up there without people giving comments? Because that way it's truly informational.
You can, again, this is going to be a trial and error thing.
Yeah.
Sure. With the groups, I'm more than happy. It's the trail page and the dog page.
Right.
I love it. I'll talk all day.
Right, yeah.
As far as this, I just wanted legally cover everything, make sure that all the residents can see it. There's no blocking. There's no anything of that sort.
Yeah.
There are a number of elected officials in the area who have personal pages that are distinct from their own personal page. That's a mayor such and so.
And
I don't want to say which towns, but there are towns all around us and they use it as a vehicle to disseminate information, and folks comment on it. But other than that,
people are contacting me personally and not very nice. So I needed to make it, separate, and we'll see how it goes. But I just want to let you know that But that's out there, and I'm doing that. And,
I give you credit for doing that, because it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not, but again, yeah. we're
Well, hopefully it will slowly. Be. Hopefully it will be.
Let's hope. But yeah. it's going to be hell of a lot better than that page.
Yeah,
it's gonna
be hell of a lot better
than that. That's horrible. Swamp.
Because when there is a storm next year, and we use that to disseminate information, they're going to say,
you didn't
plow
me? Yeah. And Carla was updating everything I was updating. Yeah. She was updating. I mean, it'll be good. It just, you know. Trial and error type thing. And then, sorry, I'm off with that one here. Dog park. Jesse and Jay are like really doing a great job. So it's like the fence is up. Have you guys been over there?
Yeah.
People apparently were using it already, so we put up the liability sign.
And they ordered the poop back.
Yeah, pick up the poop. Because apparently they're already not picking up. But they did the driveway. It looks wonderful.
Hydrant's in. It's a hydrant for the dogs, not to use water.
Where's the dog park? I don't even know where it's
behind
at.
By the garden.
Right next to the garden. Community garden. So,
driveway's been fixed up nicely.
Yeah, it looks great. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. So opening day, of course, is April 28th. Community day at 3:30. Cool. You want a doggy parade, that's all you.
You got it covered. Staff, we're going to have a dog parade. We have prizes. I'm picking up prizes tomorrow. Donate it.
Good.
Big dog, little dog. Mean dogs, friendly dogs, we'll have a little parade.
Can you dress up?
Kind of costume. Denise wants a costume parade. I said, I don't know.
You got to have a costume parade.
But that's happening. I think it's at 3.
3:30.
But there are people there
already. People are really excited about it. They want their dogs in there playing. Yeah. Dogs are like people's children.
And we've got a bench coming in.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
We'll get a tree up when it's too cold still.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Great.
Okay,
super.
Nice job. Sorry, it's like 20 minutes.
We covered a lot of ground. I'll be very succinct. We didn't do that much. There was an open space meeting, but I see the chair of the open space committee is in the audience and appeared at the last council meeting just the day after. What was that? The day before the open space committee meeting. So, I think, we covered that a lot of the discussion at the last council meeting. We had a planning board meeting. The big item there is fire protection for the farm store on Route 22, the new Dobbs. And they'll be back in about a week, hopefully with a permanent solution and decision at that point in time. A lot of debate and discussion. But pretty quiet.
Very quiet.
Otherwise, a couple of resolutions. That's about it.
A few comments. We're set.
Your turn.
My turn. Since you've done the planning board, is the Board of Education, much like the high school and others, they're raising the general tax levy by 1.5%. Interestingly, their overall budget is going to go up $188,000, but the tax levy is going to go up $347,000. Reason for that is just varying funding sources have dried up. So they make up that difference by taxing the public. So that'll be about $58 for the average homeowner that's out there. They'll be approving their budget, or their public meeting is going to be on April the 30th. And just as the high school did, they've sent theirs off to the superintendent for approval, county superintendent. And that, I would guess, come back, usually they come back more or less rubber stamped. And then they'll discuss that and vote on that on the 30th, and that should be their new budget. I do know, I think our CFO is working with the Board of Ed to understand what their finance needs are and how we can work together. I think we're getting into a much more positive relationship now than it was, say, a couple of years ago. Improving greatly, and hopefully we can keep that up. Pretty much that's it for the Board of Ed. There was a nice event that took place at the beginning of the meeting. It's nice to go to a Board of Ed meeting and have the students make a presentation or to do something there, because you really do then get to see the quality of the individuals that are in our community, the great work that the school is doing. They had four teams get up there from the middle school and have an energy debate. One team spoke and supported natural gas as energy, another on solar, another on geothermal and petroleum, and it was a debate. Kind of a microcosm of one they do with other schools, and they did debate and question and challenge each other back and forth a little bit. Saw a little bit of them thinking on their feet, which was nice to see. But overall, the work and effort that these kids put in the schools is really outstanding. We've got a great group of young people that are coming up to take on leadership roles at the next level in the high school again, and then the community is kind of refreshing, quite honestly. That's the fun part of the job, I'd say. The other thing we have coming up, I think we still have a person coming from Comcast on the 23rd. I will want to work with Amy on that to get a blast out to people. We're getting ready to do our renewal for the contract for the provider. Comcast is the provider right now. We will have a representative from Comcast here to listen to any comments. It is on the basic Comcast service. It's not on the advanced features, the HBOs, the internet, et cetera. Just on basic Comcast services. So that's all I've got.
Well, Community Day is Saturday, coming up the 28th. New additions this year. Amy, we've got our new additions. We've got the grand opening of the dog park with the parade. Police canine units from Reddington. We've got two police dogs coming in to demonstrate how they use them. I've got two volunteers to put on the suit and be taken down. That'll be
we nominate people for that park?
I volunteers. Amy wasn't
no,
going
I
for that, but you know. So actually, our canine officer is one, and Steve maybe. Anyway, we'll have volunteers for that. We have a National Guard helicopter coming in addition to the state police helicopter. We'll be there all day. And we've been putting out all kinds of information. We sent out a school blast. We sent it off to the school so they can send home the virtual backpacks and all that kind of stuff. So hope for good weather. I mean, that'll be important. We had our budget meeting. The budget's moving along well, quite well. We are also working with the chief or the officer in charge for Class 3 officers. That's moving forward. We'll talk as the three of us will get as we get close. We go through interviews and we get eight people, I think.
We had 10 applications returned, and I think we're planning on interviewing eight.
Yeah, so that's moving along. But it's not a fast process. Talked about Comcast scheduling, Lebanon Borough Fire for our shared fire marshal. I think that's happening. You know, we did ours. Yeah. They had to make a correction, so that's in the works. I do think that can't start now until July because it's by quarter. So I'm going to call the state and ask them if we can pick it up sooner because they're not doing everything anyway, the state, I mean. So if we can get that going, that'll be a good thing. But Steve put together a list of all of our fire hazards and the registered alarm systems, and he's doing the same for Lebanon as we speak. So that's a good shared service. And we're working on some different ordinances in-house to come back to you to clean up and update various things. And we're still looking for a public works forum. That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I just have a couple of real brief points. I know I don't have to tell each of you, but when someone at the state level does something and imposes a mandate, it kind of creates a lot of work and hassle. In that light, the New Jersey Attorney General traditionally has had a drug testing policy for law enforcement officers. It dealt with trainees. It dealt with applicants. There was a reasonable suspicion prong. You could test an officer if you had reasonable suspicion. And then you had the fourth prong, which was if you chose to, you could implement a random testing policy, kind of like bingo, you know. Of course, as you might guess, no one used it. Or very few agencies used it. So now the latest New Jersey Attorney General has mandated compulsive random drug testing for law enforcement officers. So essentially twice a year now the ice cream truck's going to pull up out front and take away our samples.
Of everyone?
No, it's 10% of your workforce twice a year. But it mandates that we have to have a policy on it. It mandates that we have to assign officers as monitors. It mandates that, you know, if we want to use a courier, all kinds of good stuff. So just giving you some insight into, this is not uncommon. One of the things that's come down from the state level, and we now have to run around and work and comply with it. Of course, we could also have the discussion about state mandated, state funded, but that'll probably, I'm sure you know about that too. Anyhow, that's one issue that we're dealing with at the police department. Go ahead, sir.
When does that take effect?
It is in effect now because it was 30 days, or actually I think April 16th. It's supposed to take effect 30 days after it was signed. I believe it was signed March 16th. But the first samples have to be collected no later than the end of this year. So we do have some time to work with it. And my suspicion is they're going to work on their end to clean up their policy. And again, I bring that to your attention simply to point out sometimes what we then have to do. We have to now scramble around and make sure we comply.
Are they like doing this like a 10-panel drug test? Like, what are they testing for? Say somebody's, has a prescription for, pills like...
Right. I mean, even going back when I was in the police academy, before you take a urinalysis test, they'll ask you all the drugs that you're prescribed and that you may have ingested and who your doctor is and all that. And they test for the common illicit drugs, and there is bold that we can request a check for steroids. In my personal opinion, that should be in there anyhow. We're currently conducting interviews for sergeant. Myself and another lieutenant interviewed 8 prospects right here on Monday. The New Jersey State Chiefs of Police will be here not this coming Monday, but the following Monday to administer an oral examination of those officers. And really the last thing that I have is that we had 2 retirements recently. Not being a fan of ceremonies, I do have to say that one of the officers had a nice ceremony out here. It was short, it was sweet, but it was really nice. And Sergeant Jeff Glennon arranged that, and I thought that was nice. A lot of former officers came back, officers from other towns, people I would call friends of the program. It was really nice. I believe the fire company was here working with us. So. And we also may have another officer's interviewing. So we may lose another officer. We'll see how that goes. So if anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. All right. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Just thought we'd bring our brush truck down tonight so you folks could get a look at what you purchased and say thank you for your continued support of the hose company. I've been providing Jesse with a monthly report, and... we had an exceptionally busy March due to some of the nor'easters. I think our guys have more hours sleeping in the firehouse than they do to their own houses this month. We're significantly ahead this year as of the end of March compared to March 2017. So it's about almost 45 calls more this year compared to last year. And last year we were also up compared to 2016. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I would like to say that our fire prevention program's working well, but not really quite sure what the uptick is on that. So, but the report should be in your packet, I believe. Carla puts it out there. If anybody has any questions, be more than happy to answer anything that you have. And I think everything's going well on our end.
Isn't most of the increase at 400 code for March? That's where I saw like 32 calls or something. Was it not hazardous waste?
Yeah, but that was storm related.
Right. Yeah, so and that's your increase. Other than
that's the increase for the month.
Right.
But not for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it, though. I think.
Yep. So, back in maybe 6-7 years ago, we were running 500 calls a year. We dropped down to 325. Can't even tell you why that happened. So recently, we've been coming back up again. So at this rate, we're probably going to be in the 400s, if everything continues like it has. So, but we get through it.
How's the shared services partnerships working out?
Very good. So I really didn't have a chance to thank everybody for the proclamation that you did to recognize the North Huron Fire Alliance. It's greatly appreciated. Clinton voted on theirs last night, word for word, with Clinton Township. And Franklin Township Fire District 1 is in the process of doing theirs. So it just shows that all of the municipalities or governing bodies are in agreements with what we're doing. You and I had a discussion prior to, but all of a sudden now people are finding out that firefighters are dying from cancer. Not really a big surprise. We run into burning buildings with carcinogens and whatever else. Burning. I mean, you don't even have to run into a building, car fire, whatever. It doesn't matter. But so collectively with the North Hunter Fire Alliance, we're working on a cancer prevention policy right now. And I won't say who, but there is a rather large commercial provider in the county that is donating 5-gallon buckets, brushes, hose, those types of things to each fire department in the county. I'm sure as soon as it comes out, it'll be out there in a press release, but it's not my place to say who that provider is right now. But, you know, that's pretty nice of them. That's a lot of money to put out for one kit for each fire department. So, you know, it's nice also to know that there's people out there who care about our health, you know. And so we're working towards that. It's not an easy project. It's, you know, like I said to you, where does it stop? You know, you go to a lot of career fire departments, and each man has two sets of turnout gear. So you go to a fire, you're able to take that set of turnout gear and get it cleaned, but you're back in service right away with your second set of turnout gear. We don't have that luxury. We have cleaning. You know, we have a washing machine and we have a dryer at our fire station, but you have one set of turnout gear. So that man is out of service for 4 hours while his gear is getting cleaned. So, but I mean.
And the implication of not getting that gear clean is that's where the cancer risk comes, because your body absorbs everything.
Absolutely. I mean, if we have a fire, you know, when you're inside that fire, you smell, if you will, the off gas coming off you for several days. Tom, you can attest. But, you know, I mean, people are even putting saunas in the fire stations now to sweat, go in there and create a profuse sweat to clean the pores out from the carcinogens and stuff. I mean, it's really
dangerous.
You know, they're making fire trucks now with what they call clean cab technology. You're not even allowed in there with your turnout gear unless it's clean. So they're bagging it, putting in bags, putting it on, you know, top of the fire trucks to take home. But I mean, we could talk for hours on that. But the Fire Alliance is going very well, very happy with it, and I think good things are going to come from that. So thank you for asking.
Okay. So we're now up to the adoption of an ordinance, and I'll read that by title as soon as I come to it here. This is ordinance number 1111-18, an ordinance amending Chapter 4 of the Code of the Township of Clinton to implement the results of the November 7, 2017 public referendum regarding the Clinton Township Open Space Trust Fund and the purposes for which the trust fund may be utilized. Before we open the public hearing, are there any comments, concerns, discussion on the part of council?
If you haven't already had.
That's kind of what I figured. I got to ask, though. So let's open the public hearing. Are there any comments, concerns? Comments or concerns from the public?
One question.
Sure.
Bill Glaser, Sheriff Writer Circle. It talks about an annual use of the 50%. Is council able to bank that if you wanted to keep, and we spent one year, you'd carry it over or not?
You're good at this stuff. It's a little bit of fuzzy-wuzzy that was purposely left there. The intent
in
our mind at this point is that we don't bank it. 50% is it's about a $430,000 annual income. So,
but if you're building bridges or something.
Well, you know, this group also can borrow money. So if we had a really significant expenditure that we thought, you know, $500,000 something, we could always borrow and pay it off within that $200,000. So it wouldn't, to me, seem necessary to bank it.
Right.
And, you know, Jesse and I have talked about it a little bit. And where's Rich? Rich and I have also, there he is, Rich Shaw, Chair of the Open Space Committee. We've also talked about it a bit.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, Rich Shaw, 2 Pine Tree Drive. I am, as Mayor Higgins said, the
chair of the Open Space Committee. I kind of said this last time, but just for purposes, we actually had an Open Space meeting, committee meeting a couple weeks ago when we went over the ordinance and you know, 57% of the township supported this, 57-43, so pretty strong support. And we appreciated language being in there that gave it a consultative role to the Open Space Committee. There was one comment on the ordinance on, you know, making sure that when things do come up, that the township obviously has the latitude, as it says in the ordinance, to make decisions to address whatever situations come up. And we've been working in a very good model already this year, I would say, with the township committee. So we've got a good precedent going on how we're going to handle, I think, those communications and working on the budget. So I'm just saying, for the Open Space Committee, we are supportive of the ordinance as it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing and ask for a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Millay?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And we are now up to resolutions, and this is a resolution approving a shared services agreement with the Borough of Lebanon for Uniform Fire Safety Act services. And Jesse, you're the guy that did the hard work on this, and you're here, so I'm going to shut up and let you all explain it, if you would.
Basically, our fire marshal and deputy will take over that function for the Borough of Lebanon. Right now, they use the state, and I guess that's, they're not, you know, I think we'll do a much better job. And anyway, we'll do the inspections, the life hazards, the non-life hazards, smoke inspections, and the ordinance, they did theirs, they've agreed to ours, so that should start. My understanding, though, is that the state only approves these on a quarterly basis. So it would be July, unless I can call them up and ask them to accelerate it, because they're not doing everything right now, as you know. So our guys are ready to go. I think it'll be a good thing. It's a shared service. We'll certainly not going to lose any money on that. We'll collect the fees and the fines. And our two guys are doing a really good job. I mean, they're really doing a good job. I mean, we've got a good team.
I hesitate to do this. I take care of my church's property. And State Fire Marshal is a very nice fella. Bought a lot of batteries for exit lights. But, one of our fellas came through and found 32 violations. About 20 or so were just door stops on smoke doors, 20-minute doors. I didn't know such things existed. And there were some issues that really should have been taken care of. And what's nice about the way that the township has approached this is, you know, it's like a new regime in town. And so the guys allow extensions, you know, when there's a lot of work to be done. But I was very surprised the kinds of things they found, when they came through, that the state just never bothered with. That plus the extension from life safety only into all the mercantile classes, I think should produce a really much better situation for a fireman.
They've found some pretty major,
that's a sample of one here, yeah.
Pretty major things that could hurt firemen, mm-hmm. That the state just let go for decades. And, I mean, what does that tell me?
Body shot without a spray booth?
Oh. Well, I wasn't going to say that, but that's what I was referring to.
Wiring, you know. Yeah.
So, and not only dangerous for a firefighter, but how about the people who work there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It may be tough a little bit for some folks, but I think once you get through the first round, things will smooth out. Our men are extremely professional. I'm very happy with both of them, and I think they represent us very well. So, if you treat people nice, people usually treat you nice back, whether you're in a bad situation or not. So, I think they're doing a great job for Lebanon. So this is a win, big win for them, because it's going to give them resources that they didn't have. And frankly, we didn't have.
Yeah.
until we began our fire prevention division. And I mean, our vision that, you know, Brian, yourself, and I, and past Chief Lunger, you know, things are starting to look like we expected them to look.
Yeah, you know? we're doing smokes on time. The real estate guys are happy.
You know, so, like you know, if we can keep, you know, making it bigger and better,
and safer for you.
Yep, it's going to help. It's going to help a lot of people. So, and you know, they're basically covering their what they need to cover to keep the division going and not costing anybody anything.
Another good example is the Knox box with the key to get in the tree. Some of the people that didn't have them, and Steve said, you know, you should have one of these. Well, I don't have one. Why do I have to have that? It's ridiculous. It's $250. He said, okay. If we have to, alarm goes off, we kick in the front door, that's more than $250. If we have a key, we can open the door and walk in. Well, that's a good idea. All right. You know, I mean, I get those kind of calls. There's common sense things, and he's very good at, you know, talking to people.
He's a good diffuser.
And this is why it's for safety. It's for your safety. It's for your customers and your employees.
With the wrong character, this could be a really rocky transition.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are
they're doing good.
We had a fire call today on Evergreen, and it got dispatched for fire alarm activation. And Sorrentino was there because he was doing a smoke detector, and the guy never called and said, hey, we're testing the smoke alarm. So Chris was able to get on the radio right away and cancel us because it wasn't anything. So, you know, it didn't require a response from Lebanon, Annandale, and Clinton Rescue, who were on the box. You know,
for volunteers who would have been
right,
dropping
leave work get up out of bed or whatever. But he was right there on the scene, got on the radio, canceled us, and it was a done deal. So I believe it's working well. So I hope you folks are happy with the way that it's going as well.
Absolutely. More discussion?
No, I'm more than happy to offer a motion.
Second.
Okay, Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Millay?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Very good. And it's that awful time of night. We have to spend money on bills. Are there any questions, concerns about the bills?
Oh, make a motion, we pay them.
I'll second. Okay.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Millay?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we're up at the second public comment period. Any members of the public care to comment? Make observations? Okay. Well, we'll close that and we will move into executive session. It's on the agenda, so I don't have to read it by title, but we do not expect to take any action upon coming out of executive session. So thank you all. Oh, darn it.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstained? Thank you.
Okay.
All right, it's 8:29. We're coming out of the executive session. Could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.